trampolines and doing they're doing the tumbling out there. It's all chrome tan leather. I don't think it really affects them because it's in, you know, the chrome doesn't hurt you unless it's burnt and they found at a certain temperature, and then it becomes a carcinogen. But that's what they were dealing with. You're dealing with third world countries, and I'm not picking on them, but because of the government, the way they were, the government allowed anything to go on as long as they got a piece of the action. There's so much corruption down there, down in Haiti. I had never been to Mexico, but there was so much corruption in Haiti.
You went down there?
Yeah. I went down about 5 times, building equipment. Nice people, very friendly, but everybody's out to make a buck somehow. It's the way they are. It's the way they grew up. There's a lot of wheeling and dealing.
What did you do after Larrabee and Hingston closed?
I worked part-time for Federal Express. I still do. So I still had that. And I applied for a job at the skating rink, job opening at the skating rink. And I interviewed with the mayor, and I got that job, which is a great job. I love it.
So we're kind of like co-workers because we're also run by the city.
Yeah. The city, the state owns the rink. City run leases the rink from the state, and it's a great facility for the city of Peabody. It really is. It's when the state had it, it was run into the ground, and Weld privatized. There was 18 of those rinks. And Governor Weld privatized them, and the city took over this one, and they've had it for the last maybe 17 years or so. And the city makes money, which is then turned back into the rink to make repairs. That we just redid the parking lot. Every year there's a major repair done. And it keeps the rink running fresh and clean and looking good. And it's a good thing for the city of Peabody. And the state gets a piece of the action too. So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Well, you've heard about the leather museum that we're going to build mm-hmm. in Peabody. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a great idea. Even back when Mayor Terigian decided to do the George Peabody House, or we got with Judy Otto, and we had a panel of people. They talked about that time, about ultimately being it would be great to have a museum, but right now we can't do that. We don't have the money. East Magellan donated the house pretty much, I think, for a buck, you know, and the land. And East Magellan has been very generous to them over the years.
Yeah.
And they talked about it years ago. There's enough land. We could do it here, and we could put up a barn, and we could have some tanning drums and some equipment over there and run them and have a mini working, you know, facility just for show. You wouldn't produce leather here, but you could show people how you could do it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very exciting. I think it's a great idea because I worked here with the third grade kids doing tours, and some of the kids, they know their grandparents have talked to them about working in the factories. Now the kids, everybody's getting older, and there's less and less grandparents talking about working in the factories. But I think it's a great idea to continue the education to show that what Peabody was about. This is, mm-hmm. you know, it was part of the Industrial Revolution, and leather was the city's niche. So I think the museum is a great idea.
What do you think we should talk about inside the museum?
Well, if you look, you have pictures here, and it's all about people. I mean, they were manufacturing leather, and the profit was the big. If we had to make a profit, you couldn't stay in business. But I think the biggest thing is it's the people in the pictures running the machinery, hanging the leather, or pulling leather out of a pit. It's, you know, 5 guys standing around. You can barely see their faces because the steam coming off the leather, and that's what it